This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Sumner. New details in the gang-related Brooklyn shooting that left 7-month-old Kaori Patterson Moore dead Wednesday afternoon. The suspected triggerman, who fired several shots from the back of a moped, now identified as a Murray Green, 21. Green was taken into custody at a hospital that evening, receiving treatment for a leg broken when the driver of the moped crashed head-on into a black sedan just a few blocks from the intersection where Green fired on the Patterson Moore family, including baby Kaori, her 2-year-old brother, mother Leanna, and father. The NYPD releasing new surveillance footage of the crash, showing the two men speeding the wrong way down a one-way street and clipping a sedan as it turns on the street, traveling in the correct direction. The suspects flung forward over the car, Green, shoeless from the force of the crash, seen hopping on one foot, scrambling to gather scattered belongings with the driver. NYPD detectives recovered the moped and Green's shoes from the scene of the crash, the starting point for an intense manhunt for the driver. The gun used in the shooting has not been recovered, though officers found 2 shell casings at the scene. The scooter was dusted for prints, matching 18-year-old Matthew Rodriguez, who has a sealed juvenile offense. Rodriguez taken into custody in Pennsylvania Friday evening, with charges against him still pending. Green also has a sealed juvenile record, and in addition to the unrelated domestic violence charges associated with his initial arrest, he now faces murder, attempted murder, and assault. Green arraigned from his hospital bed Friday, ordered held without bail, and due back in court April 8th. When shots rang out Wednesday just after 1 p.m., the family attempted to take shelter in a bodega on the corner of Humboldt and Moore Street, Semsem Deli. They quickly realized Kaori, who had just started saying mama, was shot. The baby's father ran with her to the nearby Woodhull Hospital, but despite doctors' best efforts, the little girl could not be revived. NYPD officers now investigating the possibility Kaori's father was the intended target of the shooting, stemming from gang violence between 2 groups operating out of housing projects in Brooklyn, the Marcy and Bushwick houses. Green is a known associate of the Marcy House gang, though Rodriguez's connection is less clear. Kaori's father also not directly tied to the MOE out of the Bushwick house, Chief Detective Joseph Kenny saying,
"He is not in our criminal group database as an MOE gang member, but based on the geography and where he was at that time, we're looking into that aspect. We know that he does have an association with some other MOE gang members. We're looking to see the possible connection between a beef between the Marcy houses, Bushwick houses, meaning the gang MOE."
Kaori's mother, Leanna Charles Moore, posting an emotional tribute to her daughter on TikTok, writing, "I don't know what life is like without you, Kaori. My heart is aching, broken, and defeated. You are always so bubbly and happy, always smiling, always brightening up our moods. Me and Daddy and your brother love you forever." Charles Moore also mentioned her son was grazed, but home and recovering. Anyone with information regarding this incident asked to call the NYPD's Crime Stoppers hotline at 1-800-577-TIPS. More crime and justice news after this. A quiet afternoon in a Stuart, Florida neighborhood turned into a scene of absolute horror Thursday. A local man now behind bars, charged with second-degree murder after what investigators are calling a random, vicious stabbing of an elderly woman walking her dog. It was just before 4 o'clock in the Southwood community on Southeast Black Oak Lane. A woman was out for a routine walk with her dog when her path crossed with a man neighbors had already been calling police about.
He walked up to several front doors, knocked on the doors, and then asked them where the new bank was. There's no bank around here, but he asked several different people where the new bank was, at which point, after his interaction with them, he turned and walked down the driveway to the next place.
Witnesses, including small children, say they saw 25-year-old Kirsten Francilis going door-to-door asking for the location of a bank. Moments later, the inquiries turned into an all-out assault.
He stabbed the victim upwards of 16 times and was actively stabbing her while the responding deputy responded to the scene.
Sheriff Don Budensiak says the victim was rushed to the Cleveland Clinic Martin South, but she was pronounced dead shortly after.
Our deputy, which was already en route to the suspicious person, pulled up and noticed a civilian had run over to try to assist this female who was now on the ground, and our suspect was on top of her, actually actively stabbing her. The civilian tried to intervene, could not get the male off of her. So when our deputy pulled up, He yelled for our deputy. Our deputy rounded the corner, hopped out of his car, pulled his gun out, and immediately our suspect disengaged the female, who he was still actively stabbing when our deputy pulled up in his patrol car, and proned himself out on the ground, throwing the knife down and giving up.
According to Sheriff Budensiak, a civilian tried to intervene during the attack, but was unable to stop the suspect. Investigators say the weapon used was a common steak knife taken from the suspect's own kitchen. Francilis lived nearby with his wife, mother, and child. Despite the brutality of the crime, the sheriff's office says the suspect has no prior criminal history. The sheriff's office has not yet released the name of the victim, still trying to contact the 70-year-old woman's loved ones. Neighbors described the victim as sweet, kind, dressing adorably, and a source of joy in the neighborhood. Others concerned this may be a hate crime. In court Friday, prosecutors said Francilis admitted to the killing and questioning, using only one word to describe the victim.
He spoke to law enforcement and did state that he killed her, and when asked to describe her, the only way he could describe her was that she was Jewish.
Francilis charged with first-degree murder, held without bond. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to follow the Crime Alert hourly update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Sydney Sumner.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.